Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A bag of ice has been found at the railway lands by a 10-year-old boy. It's been handed in to the Mount Gambier police station. The discovery of the drugs has been shared on social media more than 130 times. Water Range Council's written a stern letter of disapproval to the National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environmental Management Authority about new exploration in the Great Australian Bight. CEO Ben Gower communicating that while the likelihood of an industrial accident may be remote, the consequences to our immediate coastline and dependencies we have on it would be catastrophic. The federal government's made operator protection devices mandatory on all new quad bikes. The beefed-up safety measures will roll out nationwide within the next 2 years, aimed at saving farmers' lives. Before then, quad bikes must have a warning about rollovers and show it's been tested for stability. The Fennel Forestry Truck Pull Challenge is on this Saturday at the Mount Gambier Showgrounds. Strongmen from all across the country are forming teams of six, pulling empty B-double trucks 100 metres along the Mount Gambier Showgrounds. Event organiser Wendy Fennel says it's a unique charity fundraising event that's collected more than $115,000 for children's charity Variety SA.
Anything that we raise is always a bonus. We believe we'll probably be down on previous year's fundraising just because of the local environment at the moment is in a bit of a downturn. So we're quite happy to achieve any target this year. I'm expecting around the 25,000.
The opening round of the Mount Gambier and District Cricket Association is upon us. Teams will be vying for the Hoggies Wines Barber Shield across a 10-round season. The reigning premiers, North Sportsmen's, are playing Millel. East Gambier are at home against the 2018-19 runners-up, Panola. And West Gambier are also playing host to South Gambier. At least two locals are competing at the 2019 INAS Global Games in Brisbane over the next 10 days. Mount Gambier's Amakai Borden will be representing Australia in the 800-metre and 1500-metre running events. Mount Gambier's Sam Mills has been selected for the Australian futsal team. The pair among 18 South Australians competing at the sporting event, bringing elite athletes with an intellectual impairment together.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.